demonical practices. You see, whatever God made pure, Satan came right behind him and made it counterfeit. And it's still going on today in our government. It's meant for you to get sick. What you eat, number two, can affect the way you live. That's the second point. What you eat, it can and does affect the way you live, and it affects your decision making. Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Number three, what you eat can affect where you're going to end up in your eternal life. That's where we're at with this scripture. That's what's your spiritual diet? And the title of my sermon, and what's your spiritual diet? And this is the title of my sermon. And are you eating spiritual food? Spiritual food is what we're launching out on. Food and nutrition are essential to man's physical well-being. The human body must have daily food, water, and other necessities to live. However, man also needs spiritual food. We are not talking about man's physical needs or even the bread of the Lord's Supper, but spiritual food. Jesus, in Matthew 4, 1 through 4, which was so ably read by Brother Matt, we're going to read it real quickly. Then was Jesus led up of the wilderness, Matthew 4, 1, led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Keep that in mind. Some people lose verse 17 of chapter 3, and they stop right there where God says, this is my beloved son who I'm well pleased. But they don't realize, verse 4 says, after he was baptized, Jesus was baptized, the Spirit led him up into the wilderness to be tempted. Some people say, what? The Spirit led Jesus up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The devil didn't do it. The devil didn't do it. The devil doesn't make you do anything. He tempts you, but the Spirit knew Jesus needs to be guided by me to have to deal with this diabolical devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. But the preparation was that he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. See, we know the enemy is coming. Sometimes we got to say, Lord, I'm going to rely on your word. And I'm going to trust that your word is so powerful that I'm going to use your word to take me through the spiritual food. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written. Spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. We need some spiritual food. If we're going to make it to heaven, it's more. I know we're waiting to have a good meal. We're just digesting our meal. But we need, we're getting it tonight, some spiritual food. Man has a spiritual being. It was created in the image of God. In Genesis 1 and 26, Jesus said to God said to Jesus and the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. Spiritual. And then it says in the next verse that he created them male and female, he created them. But there was a spiritual being, a spiritual inner being that was not of flesh. It was spiritual. It was created in the image of God. It's a spirit of the inner being. Matthew 10 and 28 says, it says, fear not. Again, 10:28 says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Yeah. So it says don't fear man that can just kill this flesh. That's right. Yeah. Don't you be scared of that, but you better be scared of me.
Yeah, that's
That can kick, that can kill both flesh and soul. The soul shall return to God, to God who gave it. That's Ecclesiastes 12. Your soul is going to return to God. Your soul is going to live forever. What do we sing? To Canaan's land, I am on my way. Where? The soul of man never dies. Some people think the soul is good. That's why some people say, I'm not scared to die. Well, you better start getting scared. Because the soul never dies. The rich man and Lazarus, the soul never dies. And once you leave here, it's on. It's either one in a good way or it's one in a bad way, but it's on. So we need some soul food. We need to give the world the soul food. So they'll start saying, I want my soul to go with God. Eternal. Man becomes a sinner. Number two, man becomes a sinner. Man isn't born a sinner. Ezekiel, the 18th chapter and the 20th verse. Ezekiel 18 to 20. Bro, if you can get that for me, can you get it for me real quick? Or can you get it faster than me? I got you. I got it. Ezekiel 18 and 20 says, and I love this. 18:20 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Verse 21. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. You're not born to sin. You choose to sin. And you're not a sinner because your mother was a sinner. And you're not a sinner because your uncle was a sinner. And you're not, you hear people say, I'm a child abuser because I was abused. That doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It's that you're born into a world that inclines you to sin, but you're not born a sinner. And you don't get penalized because your relatives sin. Amen? The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Man is born with a pure soul. Man is born with a pure soul. Jesus said to the children, to his disciples, don't hinder these children from coming unto me. He said, if you're going to come with me, you must become like a child. Matthew 18, 1 through 3. You must become, that's our problem as adults. See, we need to become like the veal children. We need to see that? He might have just got yelled at, but look at him. He done forgot all about it. We hold grudges, don't speak to each other, end up being threatened by going to hell because we won't forgive. Amen. But man becomes a sinner, but he's born with a pure soul. On reaching the age of accountability, one soul becomes spotted with sin. The wages of sin, I'm sorry, not the wages of sin, Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Everybody has sinned. There is no sinner except for the upper sitting on the right hand of God. That's the only, that's saying every Bible character is going to be asking for grace and mercy. Ain't it something? There is no one who has not sinned. And so we walk around saying, you walk around and see a Christian, say, I've not sinned. Say, you need to repent. What does 1 John say? 1 John 1 in the first chapter says, if you say that you have not sinned, you are a liar. And the truth is not in you. On reaching the age of accountability, one soul becomes spotted with sin. To die in this state is to be lost. The wages of sin is death. One must be born again. One must be born again. You know the old adage, live once, die twice. Live twice, die once. Amen. Amen. The Bible in Hebrews 9:27 says, man is appointed what? Once to die and then judgment. Once to die and then judgment. How are you born again? Well, Nicodemus asked that question. You had to be born of what? Water and of spirit. Water, spiritual water. See, I know we drink water, and even nowadays they charge you for water, and they tell you that your tap water, they tell you that, you know, I go out, all I buy is bottled water. Because I'm thinking, this bottled water is just the best stuff. But you know, you look at these documentaries and you see, they say, nope, the tap water better than your bottled water. And they said, unless you want to boil the water or put it in a filter and go through all that, which in that case, you might as well just go ahead and drink the messed up water anyway, because it's just going to go out of your body. You see what I'm saying? We pay more attention to the physical part of it, but Jesus is talking about spiritual water. He's talking about living water that he talked to the lady, the woman at the well. He said, I have living water that you won't thirst. No more. This is spiritual water. You're born of water and the spirit. You're born of the same water that was the rock that followed Israel, that Israel drank from in 1 Corinthians 10. That rock, and that they said, and the rock was Christ. And you're born of the spirit, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the helper. It quickens, it teaches, it leads, it guides, it convicts, it converts. You're born of, you got to be born of incorruptible seed. Again, knives over forks talks about becoming a plant, about you taking on a plant diet. That's the way you'll develop mostly to your best effect, is that if you do all plant-based, no red meat. No red meat, because they're saying a plant-based diet is the diet that you get most of the nutrients from. Well, Jesus says that you have a corruptible and you have an incorruptible. And you have a corruptible seed and an incorruptible seed. You need to be born of this uncorruptible seed. 1 Peter 1 and 23. First Peter 1:23, the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So you need the spiritual food, the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And then you become a new creature in Christ. The next point, the spiritual man needs food. The spiritual man needs food. Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Spiritual food. Jesus, you would have thought, first of all, we can't even comprehend fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. I believe most of us have probably done died. I tell you what, it wouldn't have lasted. We wouldn't last. I'm going to just say this. I don't know that we'll last 40 days and 40 nights. I'm just saying. That's like it rained, 40 days and 40 nights. I don't think that we would even last with it raining 40 days and 40 nights. You know, so I think that's just totally a spiritual divine thing that Jesus put that 40 number on to let you know. Don't even try it. Jesus fasted for 40 days. And 40 nights. Wait a minute. All right. I lost my place here. The spiritual man needs food. It needs food to grow. Without, just read 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 1 and 22. Okay. The spiritual man needs food to grow. He needs food to grow. He needs food to grow strong. He needs food to grow strong in the Lord. The Bible says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:12. It needs daily food. like the physical body, we can starve ourselves and suffer from spiritual anorexia and eat too much, too fast, and suffer from spiritual bulimia and starve ourselves to the point where we can't even digest the food. Isn't that something? We can suffer from spiritual anorexia or bulimia. The nature of the food. The nature of the food. It's not synthetic, canned, artificial coloring, or processed. My food, Jesus said, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Jesus called the food, Jesus' food was referred to as bread. He said, I am the bread of life. I'm the bread of life. In Deuteronomy, in fact, I want to point this out. I didn't know this until I studied this the other night. In Deuteronomy 8:3, Jesus, when he says man is not lived by bread alone, he's quoting Moses in Deuteronomy 8:3. The Bible says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee, Deuteronomy 8:3, and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did the fathers know that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And I never knew that. He was talking about when he sent manna to Israel to humble them. Because they were saying, we don't have nothing to eat. So he sent so much of it that they couldn't eat all of it. But this wasn't manna. This wasn't like bread from this was bread from heaven. Amen. This was spiritual food. The nature of the food. Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. In Psalms 119 and 103, the Bible, the word of God is referred to as honey. How sweet are thy words unto my taste? Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. God's word is spoke of as honey. Again, we talk about living water. So these are spiritual food. The nature of the food is not material or physical. Jesus called it the bread of life. Jesus spoke of it as living water. Church, this is spiritual food. This is spiritual food. We're talking about spiritual food. The word of God is spiritual food. Prayer is spiritual food. Love is spiritual food. Christian fellowship is spiritual food. Worship is spiritual food. Good deeds is spiritual food. We need spiritual food. If we develop this spiritual food, then we begin. If we eat this spiritual food, then we start to develop. That's when you start seeing development. The Bible says in 1 Peter, when you add these things to your faith, you will not fail. If you add virtue to your faith, if you add knowledge, if you add patience. But Jesus says that once you start eating spiritual food, you start to develop the sincere milk of the Word of God. And I'm not talking about Similac. I'm not talking about Carnation. We're talking about the sincere milk of the Word of God that you may grow thereby. Okay. With growth, he can partake of the meat of the Word. Hebrews 5:12. The Hebrew writer writes, Hebrews 5:12. For the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For the time you ought to be teachers, once you take the milk, now you're ready to get some meat. But sometimes we try to take the meat and we needed the milk. We skipped the milk. So that's like us. I've heard preachers say it. You know, it's like giving a baby a cheesesteak sub. You need to be locked up. The baby's going to choke. All kinds of bad things are going to happen because you eat. And sometimes in the church, that's what we do. Sometimes we try to be a Bible scholar when we haven't applied love, faith, fellowship, worship. Amen. Sometimes we skip. In my conclusion, amen. In my conclusion, without this food, the soul will die. Without spiritual food, the soul will die. With it, the soul can be saved. Are you starving or are you feasting tonight on God's word? Are you starving and are you feasting tonight on God's word? That's not a question for you to ask me. And it's only a question that God can ask you. It's not a question for us to look at, so are you starving? Because we know God knows where we're at. And we need to be honest. If we're not, if we're only reading our Bibles, like Brother Bethia said, if we don't even read our Bibles 12 minutes a day, then we need to say, I need some spiritual food. Just say, I need some spiritual food. I need to eat some more. I need some living water. I need some manna from heaven. I need some honey from God. I need the living water. Are you starving or are you feasting on God's word? Well, you've heard the word tonight. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You must hear the word of God. Then you must believe that they who come to God must believe that he is. And it's the reward of him that diligently seeks him. You need some spiritual food. Then you must repent. You must repent. The Bible says, I tell you nay. Except you repent, you will all likewise perish. You need to repent. And I don't see any non-Christians in here. So even as Christians, amen, we need to repent if that's we're right. Not eating spiritual food. If we're eating more CNN. Then we are the New Testament. Amen. If we're eating more today, if we ate more football scores, if you can tell me 5 football scores right off the top of your head, I'm gonna say, man, what you eat today? You tell me 5 football scores, but you can't tell me what Brother Mathias Thurman was about.
Fix it up.
I'm just saying. What are you eating? What are we eating today? Where we at? You need to confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue. Jesus says, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven. And you must be baptized. Why? For the remission of your sins. Again, no Christians, no non-Christians in here tonight. But I tell you, we need to think. We need to think God's word doesn't come back void. Right. It's the sermon has gone out to us. We need to do better, church. We need to start eating God's word, digesting God's word, applying God's word, and sharing God's word. The sermon is yours as we stand and sing the hymn of invitation.
Wash away my sin, nothing. Jesus.